This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We wanted to share this with you. And again, here's the background. And it makes me laugh the way this came together, because that was such an impressive win. And I'll also share with you that while everybody was already gathered in the media room on Saturday night, Grandy's doing post, right? E-Dog and Whitley are ready to go. They're in position. Everybody's ready to rock. But it gets quiet because the fans have all left. This game's been over for almost a half hour. And then all of a sudden, you hear someone coming down the hall like this. I got the ball! I got the ball! And it was like, what the hell's going on? It was Draymond Green. Now, did he get the ball of the three-point shot that he hit? Or actually, what I think we found out, it was he got the ball that was Steph Curry's 25,000th point.
Yep.
Right? So he heads down the hall. 3 minutes later, here comes another screamer down the hall. Boom! Boom! I mean, like, loud. Mm. What the hell's going on now? Well, it's Steph. And we later asked Steve Kerr, what's the boom? And apparently that's Draymond Green's three-point celebration. Whenever he hits a three-pointer, he starts yelling, boom. So these two guys are batting back and forth with one another. And again, it's half hour after the game. So I was struck by the energy that they still had for this victory. It's a big win. And then everyone wants to talk to all of the guys about all the little intricacies of this game. And all of a sudden, here comes one of my Cal Poly students, Jocelyn. She gets the microphone and looks at Steve Kerr and goes, so, Steve, this team is playing very well. How are you going to enter Jonathan Kuminga back into this lineup? He jokes that this is too hard-hitting of a question.
It's a great question.
But then he gives this answer.
It's a really difficult thing when you are playing really well and then you have a key guy coming back. It's always tough. So I think the idea is just bring him along slowly, you know, play him in short bursts, help him get his rhythm back. But, you know, we've got to keep playing Guy Santos. You know, we've got to keep playing the guys who are helping us win right now. And so usually this stuff has to kind of play out. And so we'll hope that it plays out.
Okay. I found that to be a fascinating answer because, A, he admits the difficulty of trying to mess with anything right now, and then goes on to also be like, look, of course, this is Jonathan Kuminga. Of course we're gonna get him in there, but it's going to be short bursts, build him up, see how he plays. But, oh, by the way, if any of you think I'm taking Guy Santos out of the lineup, I'm not doing it. And so that's kind of where my head is as I leave the arena that night. Is like, man, these guys are really humming right now. And it is very much an if it ain't broke, don't fix it thought process for me with the Warriors.
And it's the same thought process for them because it's clearly not broken. And if you think about since they got Jimmy Butler and they're 11-2. It's the third best record in the association. Cleveland, of course, is 13-0, and the Thunder are 13-2. And then you're next at 11-2. So why would you try to upset that, what you have going on, which has been unbelievable? And you're not going to. You're going to work Jonathan Kuminga back in. And if you continue to win and he feels better and he gets stronger and he gets his fitness back, whenever that is, then he'll, I think, slowly and gradually get back to a role that is more prominent. But if it looks like he's pressing or things are stalling or things are not as good as they were before he came back, well, then his minutes won't be what they have been. And that's what we saw from Buddy Hield. Buddy's minutes went down because he hasn't been as productive and he hasn't shot the ball as well. And that's the same thing with everyone. Kevon Looney's minutes down. TJD, well, you don't get to play anymore because now we found Quentin Post, who is a stretch five. So your center spot is Draymond, Quentin, and Kevon, and TJD is the odd man out. And so that's the way it'll have to be with everyone, especially if Kuminga comes back and it's not going great.
Here's what Steve said specifically about Gui Santos when asked.
All the cutting, the playmaking. You saw the backdoor cut he made in the first half, and he got the layup from Trace. He keeps the game going with his play, with his cutting and movement. We had a play in New York the other night at the Garden where he hit Draymond on a backdoor cut for a dunk, and that was not a called set. It was just basketball happening, and he's in the middle of that stuff. He just knows how to play, and the game continues and really flows when he's out there. He's we call him connectors, you know, that's the popular word these days. He's a connector.
Game really flows when he's out there. I mean, that's really hard to go away from. So look, at the end of all of this, I do really feel for Jonathan's situation, and this is part of what I was trying to say a week ago when I said this is more challenging than I think a lot of people are giving it credit for. When people are like, ooh, we're humming and Jonathan's coming back, I look at it more like, oh, you're humming but Jonathan's coming back. I don't know how that's going to go. I hope for this to go as wonderfully as so many people think it will, and that would be great. I would love for this to be seamless. But I've been a part of too many conversations over the last 3 years about Steve Kerr and his rotations, and how difficult it is because everybody wants everybody to play all the time. And when you're winning at this kind of a clip, I'm telling you, man, the Warriors have worked their way into actually being a contender. Like, actual
contender
here. Well, you were
talking about power rankings earlier, and was it ESPN had them at number five?
No, the NBA app.
Right.
The actual league app says that they are up to number five. The only teams ahead of them, Boston, Cleveland, OKC, Lakers,
yep,
get them ahead of Denver.
Well, even if you go to like a more neutral metric, which for me is the gambling markets, they're probably top six or top seven right now in odds to win the title. If you go to FanDuel or any of the offshores, the odds were, before Jimmy Butler got acquired, they were about 60-1. And last time I looked, they were at 16-1. And those odds are probably even smaller now that they've won, you know, 11 of 13 or 12 of 14, and they're one of the hottest teams in basketball. Outside of Cleveland and OKC, they're the hottest team since the deadline.
Yep, there's no question. All right, let me pull this up and see where they are. Okay. I mean, you want to play a game real quick?
Sure.
You got any game show music over there, Grandy? Let me see.
Da, 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 da.
All right, go ahead and name all the teams that are ahead of the Warriors in the current NBA title odds race.
How many are there?
I feel like I shouldn't tell you that.
Oh, then don't tell me that.
Okay, yeah.
You don't have to tell me that.
That'd make it too easy.
I would think that Cleveland is ahead of them.
Ding.
OKC is ahead of them.
Ding. They're the favorite right now.
Okay. Boston is still ahead of them.
Ding. That's the Eastern Conference favorite.
Yep. The Lakers are ahead of them.
Ding.
Denver's ahead of them.
That's correct. Ding.
And I'm going to say that's it. That's it.
Oh, so close.
Oh,
you're missing one. There's one other team that narrowly has better current odds to win the championship than the Warriors.
The old narrowly. Would it be Milwaukee?
No, sorry. The Warriors are ahead of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Would you like to try again?
I guess it would be Memphis. But that doesn't make sense.
Oh, sorry. That's buzzer number two. Memphis is behind Milwaukee. Mm. Nope. One more shot.
Man.
Or else you got to walk the plank.
Yeah, I hate that darn plank.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Houston?
Oh.
Sorry.
No,
Houston.
Houston.
Sorry.
I'm glad you caught that. That was subtle.
Sorry. And that was always my favorite.
Sorry.
Rest in peace. Sorry. No. He was so dismissive. Like, dude, I'm out here making guesses.
Alex was like the most pompous, nice human being of all time.
What is Uganda? Sorry. No. It's, what is Rwanda? How could you not know that, imbecile?
Well, the answer here is, what is the New York Knicks?
God, mother.
The New York Knicks at plus 2,400 narrowly ahead of the plus 2,800.
Oh, wow. 2,800?
State Warriors.
Where are you shopping for that? I want to get a piece of that at 2,800.
That's a FanDuel special.
Okay.
So right now, that's 1, yep. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They are 7th in the NBA title odds right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, again,
yeah, 28-1. I think I saw something where they were down to 16, but isn't at the Duel.
I think the Duel
is what we use. So.
Yeah, I think there's two different questions here. One is just what do people think in terms of how good they are, but then the other side is the odds have to factor in that where the Warriors are because of their early season play, they're still likely headed toward a situation where you've got to like go face the Lakers and the Nuggets on the road in round one, and that makes it a very, very difficult road to battle. Now, it may not play out that way. They may get to 5. Maybe they get to 4. I don't know. Obviously, the odds will change if that happens. But right now, they're still sitting there in the 6th seed, and that's going to be a tough spot.
It just is interesting when you get into these betting markets because DraftKings has them at 14-1.
Oof.
FanDuel 28-1, as you mentioned, and Bet 365 has them at 16-1. And this one that I don't recognize has him at 12-1.
That's so, to win the whole thing or to win the West?
MGM, NBA champion, 12-1.
Yeah,
Bet MGM has him as the 5th choice, tied with Denver. So
okay, well,
if you're a gambler, go to FanDuel. Shop around.
Holy cannoli!
ESPN Bet has him at 25-1.
Yeah,
so
that's a big gap.
It's
Good Lord, you don't usually find that kind of a gap.
Cleveland is between 5-1 and 6-1 across 8 different
FanDuel's
shops.
Got them at plus 550.
The Warriors are between 12-1 and 28-1.
Dude, that's
across,
a huge gap.
And that, I think, is maybe the most interesting part of this is that there's no consensus among power rankings, fan bases, gambling operations. Everybody's got them all over the place.
Let's go back to the phones at 888-957-9570. How about Mark in Berkeley? Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mark, you remember me? I wanted to ask about this Thursday. You're going to be there?
This Thursday. Going to be where?
At the marketplace.
No, that's Steiny and Guru.
Steiny and Guru.
Got yeah, Steiny and Guru yeah, live at the Emeryville Marketplace.
I'm like flat-footed over here. Yeah, okay.
For a little watch party.
Are you guys not worried about the Philadelphia game and the Nets game that was so close?
Not at all. Like, not even a little bit, Mark. I mean, that's the NBA. First of all, Jimmy Butler didn't play in the Philadelphia game. Secondly, the Brooklyn game is at the end of a road trip, and they came out, had a sleepy start, lost one of their starters a minute in, and then laughed at a 22-point lead and erased it. That's what good teams do, man. You're not going to just come out and cover every spread, you know?
Okay, and tonight I did a little scouting. What about this center that's playing tonight with Portland?
Which player are you specifically thinking about?
Play Champ Weiss, the new guy. NCAA Champ Weiss.
Talking about Avia? Who's he talking about? Mark, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. I don't know who's the new guy for the Portland Blazers. I'm not sure who he's talking about.
I imagine
he's
talking about Donovan Klingon, rookie from UConn.
Oh, Klingon.
Yeah, the champ, the NBA champ.
He doesn't play a ton.
Yeah.
No, he starts. He's coming off a tidy little triple single.
There's no...
He had 3-9 and a loss to Detroit.
There's nothing... there's no individual I'm worried about. I will tell you, Portland is not necessarily constructed the way they used to be. These are not your father's Portland Blazers.
Right.
They're coming back to earth a little bit. They've lost 4 or 5, but this is a much more dangerous team than they were last year or even at the beginning of this year. And so you can't get caught sleeping tonight, but Warriors are a big favorite. Yeah, so no, I'm not worried about this one.
No, and I don't think that this is a letdown spot. I do think that Saturday was a difficult game because Detroit was playing great, and you talked about the travel and, you know, getting home and trying to ramp up for that game, and they're very physical, and that thing was back and forth with 22 different lead changes, and so that thing was teetering on the brink of a loss or a win. It was a fun game with all the back and forth.
I look at it a little bit differently, too, as specific to this spot tonight. So Portland, last night, they're on a back-to-back. They played at home last night against the Pistons. So that physicality that the Warriors dealt with Saturday, Portland just dealt with it last night and got beat. So I think this is actually a good spot for the Warriors tonight.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.